Happy Tuesday. I missed you so much. Let me first catch up on the weekend. Liam and I went to see Almost Queen, a Queen cover band. The opener was Elton versus Billy Joel and Elton John cover acts. The show was great. All the musicians and singers involved were excellent. They did a really, really good job. Liam and I have seen Almost Queen before. I've seen them twice before. He's seen them once before. The only bummer was it was so freaking loud, like unbelievably, unfathomably loud. I often take earplugs to concerts. Here I didn't because I'd seen Almost Queen before and it was fun. I've seen many shows at this theater. I've performed in this theater, the Count Basie Theater in Red Bank, New Jersey. And it's never been like that. It was painfully loud. On the way home, Liam, who I often let DJ in the car, was like, no, we're not going to listen to anything because we need to give our ears a chance to rest. And he was 100% right. Man, it was so loud. That's all.
Your Daily Lex.
Now, when I say that's all, I don't mean that's all for this episode. I mean that's all for that topic. However, I was continually inspired by Almost Queen even after seeing that show because I kept thinking about how weird a name that is for a cover band, Almost Queen. So then I posted two different, what do you call them, Instagram reels, I guess, where I suggested other names that Almost Queen could use or that any Queen cover band could use that would be better Queen cover band names. Like Queentessential or Queentuple Bypass Surgery. I've had people ask me, why do you keep posting insane videos? And the answer is, I don't know, because I can. There are times when I really admire, I'll use examples, John Gruber, the famed Apple blogger. He will write extremely opinionated stuff sometimes, sometimes that I agree with and sometimes that I don't. He's not averse to showing his hatred for Trump, who is obviously a terrible person and terrible president, on his site. He's not worried about alienating readers or, you know, potential sponsors because he's successful enough that he can do what he wants. I love that. And I'm not saying that that directly inspires my posting dumb videos on Instagram, but it's not connected either. It's like, I can. I have a good business. I have a good life. If I want to make silly videos on Instagram too, I can. What's funny to me is that they're interspersed, where sometimes it's a video promoting my upcoming webinar, and other times it's like, you could call a Queen cover band, is this just fantasy? Which you can, and maybe should. And of course, because you always have to have your content creator hat on, I have to start to wonder, do I provide other cover band suggestion names? And then it's like, well, what would they be? I started working on a video series for Pink Floyd cover band names, because we were supposed to go see Brit Floyd. And couldn't because of Liam's schedule. I was able to resell those tickets at full value, which was good for two reasons. One, we didn't waste money on Brit Floyd. And two, I didn't have to go see Brit Floyd because I do not care for Pink Floyd, even though Liam loves them. And anyway, I didn't have that many great cover band name ideas for Pink Floyd. I'll probably still post the video because I had some cover band names. But for some bands, it's easier. I think Queen is easier than Pink Floyd to cover, well, to provide cover band names for, I should say. Anyway, I am feeling very grateful for Claude today, AI assistants in general. I've been using Claude Cowork more. The folks who do Jagged Little Pill, they send out Google Docs with the schedule. And then I ask Claude, hey, can you find all the times when my character's name is mentioned or when it says full company or whatever and put it on my calendar? Some are already on my calendar. Don't duplicate. Blah, blah, blah. And it cleaned it all up. It said, oh, you had this one, but you didn't need to. And I added these 17. Great. Then now twice they've said, hey, we updated the schedule. Please review because some things have moved, some have been canceled, and some have been added. But they didn't tell us when they sent that note which things were added and changed and whatnot. And so I went back to Claude and I said, hey, this is what happened. Please tell me all the changes you're going to make and then make them. And I was like, well, they moved this rehearsal. You've been added to this one. They've changed these seven. And one thing that I really was impressed by was like, because this happened as recently as today. I'm like, hey, heads up. One of them was added for tonight and you're called. And it was 100% right. Now, a little bit later in that group WhatsApp for the show and the cast and crew, they said, by the way, we did add a whole bunch of you for tonight. So I would have found out, but I would not have been looking closely enough to notice that I was called for tonight until Claude told me. Now, I would have noticed it when my calendar bumped up with the alert reminder, but I was not prepared. Claude warned me, which I appreciate. So way to go, Claude. That's all. Anyway, I hope you're having a wonderful April 14th. Happy Tax Day tomorrow. Happy Tax Day Eve in the U.S. And, I think that's all I got. More soon. Goodbye.
Lex.